Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, Morocco Swallows will be taking on Mamelodi Sundowns in what is the top-of-the-table clash. Joining me on the line is Vianney Joni, editor of Sokala Duma. Vianney, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, the listeners of Africa.
At the start of this premiership, a couple of months ago, who would have thought that Morocco Swallows, who were returning to top-flight football for the first time in a number of years, would be serious contenders as far as title hopes are concerned? How do you see the game playing itself out tomorrow?
Firstly, no one would have written the script, Africa, because for a team that is back from the GLAD Africa Championship, back in the DStv Premiership, the first thing is obviously to solidify your place in the top league. So the main thing usually is to make sure that you don't find yourself fighting relegation. So after 11 games, for one team from the lower division to be a contender, regarded as a genuine contender for league title, that's something unbelievable, and it doesn't happen often. And it's going to be a very, very tricky encounter because the two teams go into this match on the back of contrasting forms, because Sundowns drew their last two games and they couldn't find the back of the net. So now it's going to be very interesting to see how do they bounce back from those two disappointing results, because they could have easily lost those games. And for Swallows, they are obviously highly motivated, because the last two games they drew and won, which means 4 points out of six. So they will go into this game fencing their chances of pulling another upset, because against the top three teams, I mean the Soweto Kings, for instance, they beat Kaizer Chiefs and drew against Orlando Pirates, which means they got 4 out of possible 6 points from the big games. So they'll go into this one fencing their chances of either continuing with Sundowns drawing a spree or pulling a surprise.
Of course, both teams on equal points of 26 at the moment, both having won 7 matches each of the 12 they've played and drawing 5 matches each of the 12 they played. And the only reason why Mamelodi Sundowns is at the pinnacle and Morocco Swallows at number 2 is because of the goal difference.
What will
the approach have to be for Morocco Swallows to really commit the upset of the season, right, in beating the defending champions?
Well, everyone who's watched Sundowns will agree that the first thing to stand a chance against Mamelodi Sundowns, the first thing is to try and get an early goal against them, to just disorganize them, and then make sure that you defend properly, because they are, without a doubt, the best ball playing team in the PSL, and they have a true identity, unlike many teams that will surprise you on the day of the game. You know exactly what to expect from Sundowns. It doesn't matter if you score 2 goals; they will continue to play their own patient build up football. But if you want to upset them, get an early goal and make sure that you close the back door, you shut the back door and make sure that they don't play. Then that gives you a chance. But if you want to go pound for pound, I think if Swallows will go into this game thinking they go pound for pound, then they're in for a big surprise.
And does Swallows have the striking power, I suppose, to sneak a goal past the goalposts of Mamelodi Sundowns quite early on?
They do, because if you look at their team, they are one of the few teams that got this balancing act very well between youth and experience. So there is pace in their game. There is also experience. There are players like Vuamere who know exactly what to do to calm things down. You know, Musa Nyatama in that midfield, whenever called upon, he knows exactly how to control the tempo of the game. So those are the players. And Chizboy Mukwena is there between experience and youth, because he does have youth. He still has youth in him. When you've got Rosai Hamilton up front, he can cause problems for any defense. So they do have it in themselves. It will be just a case of, can they stand the Sundowns Heat, because Sundowns are not like any other PSL team, like I said. They have their own way of doing things, and they've got a number of skillful and creative players, unlike where you will look at one team and then you target just one player. With Sundowns, you've got to be aware of everyone on the field, because any of their players can score at any given time.
Quickly on the other matches taking place tomorrow. By the way, that match kicks off at 3 o'clock. Mamelodi Sundowns playing host to Moroka Swallows in the top of the log table match.
Bounce back. Wild Pirates will be looking to right their wrongs. And the Chiefs on the other side, they are on a very, very good winning spree. And it will be interesting to see how will Stellenbosch handle them.
Indeed. Fuyani.